Petersburg School District isn't freaking out just yet about the governor's proposed cuts, but they're not taking it lightly either. Superintendent Erica Kluepainter says people shouldn't panic, but the proposed cuts are big.
That would be a huge hit.
There are two main messages the district is sending out to the public now. One is that it's not over yet. The legislature still has to approve the cuts. And two, the public should lobby their lawmakers. The district's finance director, Karen Quitzland, has been considering figures before the cuts were even announced. Karen, you've been crunching those numbers?
Yes, I have been.
Does that keep you up at night?
Uh-huh.
A 25% cut to the school district would mean roughly $1.5 million. But the district still doesn't know exactly how that would break down and what they would change in the budget. For sure, just a 10% cut would take away the district's savings. That's because 10% is all the district is allowed to keep in savings. They can't grow savings beyond that amount. School Board President Mara Lutomsky says that's important for the public to understand. Districts are limited on how they can earn and spend money. Schools are not allowed to charge tuition. The Constitution says the state will pay for education. She says the district has been running a bare-bones budget for years.
I hope that there's not anyone out there that thinks that we have an extravagant budget and then it's time to just get it in line, because we haven't. And, you know, Petersburg has always been a conservative budgeter.
Kluepainter says the district will look at cutting things before people. They'll talk about trimming professional development, travel, and materials before they'd look at cutting staff.
I think we have to look at every program. I think we have to look at every aspect of the district.
The legislature still has to approve its own version of the budget, and there will likely be changes to what the governor has proposed. Lutomsky is encouraging residents to contact their elected officials to support the schools.
It's up to all of us. You know, we are a people's. They are a people's government. We have our say, too.
So there is still a long legislative process to play out. Kluepainter says at this point, like every spring, not knowing what's ahead makes it very difficult for the district to plan.
Makes it tough. You know, we'll sharpen our pencils and do all those things and we'll be creative and we'll have our staff that'll jump in and give us great ideas and, you know, do all those things. But we want to have a program with integrity, too. So it makes it challenging.
The school district also receives funding from the Petersburg Borough, but it's uncertain how secure that is now. After the legislature has a say in the budget, the governor has a line item veto pen that he can use. But that might not happen until the summer. In Petersburg, I'm Angela Denning.